First, Starbucks revolutionized the coffee industry. Now it's taking on tea. It has just opened its first tea bar, where it's creating mixed tea beverages, some even more complex and customized than its familiar coffee concoctions. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
This first store on Madison Avenue in Manhattan has minimalist decor. Gray soft seats, charcoals, chestnut browns. Teavana teas line one wall. Beakers filled with colored liquids greet you at the entrance. And the food behind the counter looks like someone put Starbucks products into a wormhole and everything came out just a little bit different.
So we'd love to have you try this one. This is a cocoa caramel sea salt.
It's a tea latte and it's delicious, but at 350 calories, it's not an everyday drink. At the opening evening event, Cliff Burrows, group president of Starbucks for the Americas and Teavana, says tea isn't new for Starbucks.
Our original logo from 1971 was coffee, tea, and spices, but tea has always been secondary to the coffee business that we've grown around the world.
The Tea Association of the U.S. says the wholesale value of tea in this country has gone from $2 to $10 billion over the last 20 years. There are some 4,000 specialty tea rooms and stores. Less than a year ago, Starbucks bought Teavana with its 100 teas and retail shops. Bob Golden, executive vice president of Technomic, a leading food service industry research and consulting firm, says it was a smart decision.
Tea consumption globally is actually far larger than coffee. So I think they see this as another opportunity to do for tea what they've done for coffee.
I asked Charlie Kane, a Starbucks vice president, if this will destroy the independent tea store. To the contrary, he says. And he says what industry watchers often say, Starbucks actually elevated the entire coffee industry.
In 1991, there were 1,600 coffee shops. By 2005, there were 14,000 independent coffee shops. So Starbucks certainly didn't hurt the independent. Then we think the same thing is possible for tea.
But it may be more complicated. Austin Hodge owns 7 Cups of Tea in Tucson, Arizona. Last year, it was named by Travel and Leisure magazine one of the best places to have tea. Hodge says Starbucks' decision will change the world tea industry. For 7 Cups, that's good.
Because we can compete with Starbucks and Teavana when it comes to quality. So for us, we're in a good position. For smaller companies that are selling the same level of tea that Starbucks is selling, it's going to be a tough time.
Back at the tea bar, I go behind the counter while they mix up something special for me.
Plain tea or flavored tea?
If it's cold, I like flavored. If it's
flavored
warm,
tea?
I like straight.
We'll do the dragon fruit devotion.
It's a ruby red liquid that they put into a carbonation machine. The next morning, Catherine Weinhoff walks into the tea bar.
I had both of the samples. There was a peach-infused one, which was marvelous, and the chai tea was spectacular.
And what do you think of Starbucks doing this?
This is Starbucks?
It says Teavana, so it's not obvious. Frances Pedraza and Janet King take some samples.
I saw this beautiful store, and I love tea.
I'm a big tea drinker. I don't drink coffee, and I've always wanted a tea bar.
Burroughs of Starbucks says he hopes people will come to the store for a mellow moment. On the first morning, that's a bit hard. Jana King.
It's a little noisier than I expected it to be because the article I read said it was going to be a zen-like experience.
When I go back a few days later, it is quieter. Of course, does this mean the $1 cup of tea, which you can still find on the streets of New York City, will go the way of the $1 cup of coffee? Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.